From CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, this is UBC Arts on Air. I'm your host, Ira Nadell. Each week, we feature the ideas and stories of students and staff within the Faculty of Arts at the University of British Columbia. Today, three student leaders from the Arts Undergraduate Society, organizers of the forthcoming AUS Humanities and Social Sciences Conference to be held here at UBC on January 17th. And my guests are Simon Rayek, Jamie Denici, and Kavya Lakshaman. Well, I want to start with this idea of the conference. Simon, how did it come about?
It came about last year. It was the first time that we held it. And what we saw was that undergrads, especially in the arts, weren't given the same opportunities, well, only in the arts, weren't given the same opportunities as undergrads in other faculties to share their work. Basically, what we thought was the work that we do isn't considered research, and so nobody thought that it needed to be shared. Everybody thought it was something that they did in their dusty old libraries with their dusty old books and their shining new laptops, and not something that was meant to for anybody else to see, because people didn't think that, you know, it held much value outside of the classroom. And that's what we really set out to change, and thought that a conference, which sort of really shows the exquisite work that is being done by undergrads now, especially at this institution, but also throughout BC, would be a really great way to sort of change that mentality and get undergrads to realize that, yes, their work does matter, and yes, it does contribute something not just to the arts discipline, but to academia and, you know, communities as a whole.
Kavya, do you sort of accept this, or do you think he's overstating it?
I definitely accept this. I think it's a really, really amazing opportunity for undergrad students to really get their voices heard. And I especially feel that with our theme this year, the theme of legacy, which I'm sure we'll talk more about, it's a really inspiring opportunity for students to really think about how they want to shape, like, the arts economic footprint, what they've sort of gotten from the preceding years and what they hope to kind of leave behind. So we really hope that students will be inspired, whether they want to enter the academic field, whether they're just interested in, and passionate about the studies that they're currently undertaking. We're hoping that this will be a really unique opportunity.
Okay. Jamie, I mean, do you feel it's proper? It should be across the board in arts? I mean, there are a lot of units in arts, over 20. So you're not trying to emphasize just political science or just geography?
No, we're looking to appeal to all of the different departments within the Faculty of Arts. That's why we picked our theme of legacy. We want to have a really broad-based appeal. Anybody that's in the Faculty of Arts, we welcome their submissions. We want to showcase work from all the different disciplines, and we really want to see interdisciplinary work as well.
Can any undergraduate in arts participate? A second-year student?
Yes, they don't even necessarily have to be arts students, as long as the work that they're presenting, I know, my God, the face Dr. Nadell just made, as long as the work that they're hoping to present is within an arts discipline, we'll be happy to take it. Really, this is about the work and the amount of effort that goes into that work, and anybody who's done any sort of arts work is more than entitled to submit a proposal and have the potential to participate in the conference with us.
Okay, so I've submitted my proposal, but Kavya, how are you going to select proposals? And what happens if you get 300 proposals?
Well, we've started to sort of divide up the work amongst all of us, and I think we have a couple other people who are going to be kind of helping us out as well. And really, like, we're just basically looking for passion, people who are really, really interested in what they're doing. Obviously, we're not, you know, on the the professor level kind of deciding whether, you know, in that sense, whether they should be allowed to present at the conference. We're really just looking for someone who's passionate about what they're doing. And we understand that this is really a good medium for students who are really interested in kind of learning more about their fields and having their voices heard to kind of present. So that's really what we're looking for.
Okay, so Jamie, what does it take to be rejected?
Evidently, some proposals they're going to end up getting rejected. But I'll talk about what it's going to take to get accepted instead of rejected.
politics here.
we really want to see original research. We want to see stuff that's exciting and engaging that people are going to want to come out to a conference to hear about. We are looking for stuff that is broad in its appeal. From the proposals that I've seen, they've been really, really quality work, and they've really exemplified the qualities that I'm looking for. There's some really interesting work being done. It's going to be a good opportunity to showcase that.
I'll interject and also speak to how last year, actually, with our first conference, anybody who didn't make the cut, we actually did send them sort of a letter, I wouldn't call it an assessment, but some feedback as to, the strengths, because everybody had strengths, of their proposals, and why ultimately we decided maybe it wasn't quite ready to be presented at our conference. There were a lot more submissions last year than there were presenters, and we're hoping to sort of keep that trend going, increasing. And so, like Jamie said, inevitably, not everybody will make the cut, but everybody will get feedback as to how their academic work, what their strengths are, and maybe what they could work on.
Okay, but now I want to focus on the theme, which is legacy. Why legacy?
Legacy is sort of something that I think we all kind of stumbled across. It was really a coincidence. We were kind of brainstorming, and I think a couple of us actually just kind of popped into our heads. And the reason why we wanted this was because we really wanted something that was both broad and engaging. And we really wanted to kind of encourage the idea of students really looking at the art scope and seeing what they've kind of inherited from years past, and also to encourage them to think about what they want to leave behind. We're hoping that the theme legacy itself will kind of encourage students to participate and be passionate about what their research is on.
So it has sort of a double meaning, right? It's what we have inherited, but it's also what we are going to create ourselves and leave behind.
Yes, that's exactly right. couldn't have stated it better myself. Also, it ties in really nicely with it being the centenary of both UBC and the Arts Undergraduate Society at its first iterations, which included also sciences, but interestingly enough, did not include women, which is something that, we've come a long way since those 100 years. And so it fed nicely into the narrative of sort of the legacy of the university and the arts education that we receive here, and sort of the way you stated it, the legacy we're looking to leave behind.
So is it almost akin to footprints? In a sense, you are looking at the footprints of those who have preceded us, but we are also leaving our own footprints.
Yeah, legacy can also imply looking ahead, looking at the legacy that you're going to leave, the footprints that you're going to leave in the future. Yeah, one thing that really that drew us all to the theme of legacy was just how open we could make it. You can talk about, there's so many different directions you can go with this topic. You can be talking about past legacies, legacies that are impacting us in the present, legacies for the future, personal legacies, national legacies, negative or positive legacies. We really wanted to emphasize that open aspect of it.
Well, speaking of openness, the invitation that at least I've seen is incredibly wide open. It says students from all universities and colleges at every level of undergraduate study. So in the first instance, the invitation is to all students in British Columbia in secondary education?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Aren't you afraid of getting thousands of
if we get a
proposals?
If we get 1,000 proposals, that would be that would be a success. It'd be a really good problem to have. But I think last year there were about 75 submissions, and this year in our second year, we're looking to expand on that. And if there were, if we got 1,000 proposals, I guess we'd have to expand our selection committee.
Might get a corporate sponsor.
I think that's a great idea, actually. So the question of participation is really critical. Are these going to be quite formal presentations? How is it actually going to happen? How much time do I have?
I think each student has about 15 minutes, and it's basically like, we're basically keeping it very open-ended. We realize that some students prefer to kind of have it in sort of more of a formal setting when they're giving the presentations. Some people prefer to have it in kind of like a workshop format. So we're really leaving it up to the students. Whichever format they see fit and whichever they're comfortable with, they're more than welcome to sort of dabble with that.
There'll be a moderator, Jamie, for each session, or how's it? I want to know about the nuts and bolts, because conferences can be very complicated, and people can become very anxious because there are three people on the panel, and that first person took a half an hour.
Yes, they're moderators. It depends on what kind of presentation you're doing. So if you and two other students decide to do a panel discussion, or more of a interactive presentation, there would be a moderator if the student presenters would like it that way. There will be a timekeeper for each presentation. They're going to be 15 minutes of presentation, followed by 15 minutes of discussion. But if a student doesn't feel comfortable doing a 15-minute presentation, if they feel like their work would be better suited to a shorter presentation, they can always partner up with other students in order to create one 15-minute presentation. Alternatively, if they let us know in their proposal that theirs is just going to be a short presentation, we can look to pair them up with other students who've indicated the same in their proposal and hope to pair them up with students to create kind of a unified theme.
Okay. So the program itself, this will be up on a website. Will it be printed, Simon? What shape is it going to have?
We will have both printed and online, both sort of promotional material and information right now on our website, aus.arts.ubc.ca/conference. It's a mouthful. We have basically all the information that one might need to, or what we feel one might ask when considering whether or not to submit a proposal. And then when we sort of have chosen who will be presenting and have sort of solidified the details of what the conference is going to look like on that day, we will have that material both up, and we will be have sort of printed material, which we have used to share with professors, hoping that they'll sort of spread the word about the conference on our behalf, because we do find that professors, especially at this time of year, we're recording just as the semester is ending, they're just under an avalanche of emails, and we know that. And so we find that sort of giving them printed material sort of makes them actually take a second look at it and consider it and sort of really meditate on what this might mean for their students and how or which students might benefit most from participating.
So we've spoken quite a bit about, the participants, and now I want to ask you about the audience. Who's going to go to this?
Well,
besides brothers, sisters, friends, girlfriends, partners, ex-girlfriends, brothers and sisters, and so forth. Maybe the occasional parent?
Actually, in regards to that, we're actually looking into hopefully live streaming it, because we realize that a lot of students have family members and friends who live abroad or, you know, on the other side of Canada. And that's something that we're really, really looking into, because we're hoping that that way family members can stay connected. But with regards to the audience, it's open to the general public, and we're not limiting it to it has to be, you know, students at UBC or it has to be residents of BC. We're hoping that anyone really who's interested in research, be it like students or other faculty members from other universities, would come and attend and just like share in a dialogue about research and passionate about arts.
So how is this being promoted, Jamie? Tell me the many ways.
Many ways. We've done the classic in-person, in-class presentation. I've gone around to all of my classes and some other classes at UBC to do that. All of us, we're doing email promotion. We've contacted department secretaries who have contacted their students and the majors and minors programs for their respective departments. So we're getting the word out that way. We've also done some other online promotion with social media.
And we've also emailed actually undergraduate societies from other universities. We have submissions from, as of now, I think two universities outside of UBC, not including UBC. We find that even their undergraduate societies see the value of having a conference that promotes arts research, because they know that there's really a lacking of that exact sort of conference or any sort of academic undertaking, which means to sort of solidify in students' mind the importance of what they're doing and the value it has.
Okay, well, you kind of anticipate what's more or less my concluding question here. That sounds so official. But I want to go around with each one of you, and I want to know how you respond to this question. What does having such a conference accomplish?
I think that it really kind of helps to sort of understand arts outside of the classroom. I feel like arts is a very sort of, it's an interesting faculty in that a lot of people don't really see necessarily the benefits of having an arts degree or whether it translates into a career. That's often sort of something that's disputed, talked about. And I think that it's a very, very diverse faculty, which is both, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, it's problematic in the sense that it's hard to sort of immediately see the impact of an arts degree, but on the other hand, it offers such a broad range of disciplines and learning and a lot of different sort of ideas that float around. I think that it's, a conference like this helps to really identify what you can do with an arts degree, how you can start from university and really build your way up and see what you're passionate about. That's what I think that we're all hoping can be accomplished.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'd agree with everything Kavya said, and to add that we're also hoping to show that the arts degree is worthy in and of itself. You know, this doesn't have to be a stepping stone to a specific discipline that you go into. This is about sort of broadening your horizons and hoping to make you both a better thinker and citizen. And, sort of attending a conference like this where you get such a different array of perspectives on so many different things just sort of helps, I think, people, or at least it has helped me in the past, realize what I've learned in the classroom has just made me a better person. I'm greater for it, and I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, I agree with everything that's been said. And I'd like to add that this conference gives students the opportunity to see the work that their peers have been doing. There's so much good work being done at the undergraduate level at this university, and it's very, very rare that we get to see the work that our peers are doing. In the occasional seminar, you'll have student-led discussions, students presenting their work, but that's not very often, and we want students to be able to show the work that they've done, the best work that they've done, something that that isn't restricted by a certain class. We want them to be able to show it to their peers, and we want their peers to be able to see it so that we can all appreciate it.
That's very well said, all three of you. But I must ask each one of you, what is your major? What are you majoring in?
I'm an English literature major, and I'm in the honors program.
So I'm majoring in history.
Okay. I'm a double major in sociology and English literature.
I want to thank our three special guests this evening, Simon, Jamie, and Kavya, organizers of the AUS Humanities and Social Science Conference to be held on January 17th in Buchanan B. Be there and stay tuned for further episodes of